Usually at this time, and of course we celebrate perhaps the most wonderful and important Mass of the whole year. It fills my heart with joy and with glee. For we commemorate tonight, on this evening, the first Mass, the Last Supper. But usually at this time, after I have preached to you, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter, today it will only be 5 hours. By then I will be dead. But anyway, usually I wash the feet of 12 men. 12 men, that's it. But as I answered the phone this morning, somebody called. That's the first time ever I have had such a call. Do you all wash the feet of during the Mass tonight? And I said, no, the priest that's here is old and cantankerous and crippled. He can't do it anymore. Not. I cannot do it. I would love to do it. It is one of my favorite ceremonies. What an imitation of Christ. We the priests. The highest offices in the church are the priests. Yes, there's the bishops and the pope, but they are priests too. We the priests who represent Christ, Lord and Master. We do as Christ did. And we wash the feet of the apostles. Now the feet. The feet were dirty. Remember when Christ went to Simon's house and to the Pharisee's house, the woman caught in adultery, and then later on at Bethany, say Mary of Bethany, not the same person, poured costly spikenard, broke a vessel of precious ointment, and poured it on the feet of Christ, and dried his feet with her very voluminous long hair. Now, that is as an example. When they traveled, they wore sandals in those days, most people anyway, and their feet got dirty. The streets were dirty. Even if you were to walk in our streets today, your feet would get dirty. And so the rest of you was clean, hopefully, and especially your soul, and this is what our Lord is referring to, and he refers this to each and every one of you. And so the feet were clean. And why the feet? The feet are considered to be the lowest part of the body of any person. And in this case, a man. Why? Because these are apostles, the first bishops, the first priests, and the first one who would betray him. He washed his feet too. And so our Lord does this. And they don't understand it. He's never done this before. He's done many things. Most of them they did not understand. But they certainly did not understand this. And so, he does it. What a magnificent, and it's a very beautiful ceremony. And I'm so sorry that we cannot repeat it here. Thanks to the decrepit priest. But nevertheless, we repeat it in spirit. And of course, in the sacrament of confession, the holy sacrament of confession, that is exactly what we priests do. We are washing your feet. Not your physical feet, but your spiritual feet, your souls that have become besmirched with the most horrible of sins. St. Pius of Pietrelcina, whose relic is usually on the altar, it is not tonight. The altar today is stripped in anticipation of the arrest of our Lord. He could smell the souls of sinners. It was the most foul smell, sulfur, rotten eggs at the very best. Sometimes some of us can do that as well. So the basis part of a man, and in this case also of women, is their soul, especially stained by mortal sin. Now, St. Paul is very clear in the epistle. Now, he speaks about many things here. We don't have time to explain all of them. Perhaps later on in theology class when I return to that. But he reminds the apostles and the Corinthians who are sinning against Christ, against the most blessed sacrament, as many people do today. Many people go to communion without going to confession ever and have mortal sins and offend God beyond means. Many people don't care. Many people don't believe, but they go anyway because everybody else is doing it. Well, if everybody else was putting a gun to their head, would you do it too? Just because everybody else is doing it? It's nonsense. Evil, evil nonsense. And so, there are many sins associated with the most holy moment of our lives, that of Holy Communion. And St. Paul reminds the early Christians, because many customs already had arisen which were not savory and not holy. Remember that when you eat the body of the Lord and drink His blood, it is His body and His blood. If you offend it by sin, you are guilty of the body and of the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. He doesn't say of a symbol. He doesn't say of a commemoration. He says of the body and blood. And so on this night, we see that these things are taking place. The Lord gives us at the house of St. Joseph of Cleophas and Mary of Cleophas and St. John Mark, who later on, as we have seen in the Passion already this week, was sleeping in his garden, and when he ran off, his blanket fell off, and he ran off naked. A very unusual thing in Israel, I assure you. It is in their cenacle, in their banquet hall, on their table, which is now preserved over the Blessed Sacrament Chapel of St. John Lateran Basilica in Rome, using what is now referred to as the Holy Grail, which is in the chapel consecrated for it in the Basilica Cathedral of Valencia, from which my ancestors come. He gives us, for the very first time, His body and blood, soul and divinity, in the Holy Eucharist. And as He commands them to do this, He thereby ordains them bishops and priests. Just as He did at the beginning of creation, when He, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, said, "Let there be light," and there was light. He didn't have to go step by step. He did it instantly. So to hear, "This is My body. Take ye this and eat it. Receive this worthily and eat it." And don't forget, these were all bishops and priests, not regular people. That came later. And then, "Take ye this and drink from it. This is the chalice of My blood, which shall be shed for you and for the many in commemoration of Me, for the forgiveness of sins." In remissionem peccatorum, as we still say at the end of the consecration at every single Mass. "Do this in commemoration of Me, as long as you receive My body and My blood. You'll be receiving this sacrament of the Eucharist. And you will be renewing in each generation, the Holy Sacrament of Holy Orders. Just last Saturday, many different seminaries, ordained subdeacons, and the minor orders that precede the diaconate and the priesthood. This already began here, and it will continue despite all other attempts. And so today, we give thanks. And that is, of course, what this is called. The Eucharist, to give thanks. We give thanks to God the Father through Jesus Christ and God the Holy Spirit. For the whole Trinity is present here. One of the most beautiful prayers in the whole of the Mass, which I will read to you just in a moment. One of my favorite prayers, which the priest receives. Right before he receives Holy Communion. Domine Jesu Christe, Fili Dei Vivi. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who according to the will of the Father, through the cooperation of the Holy Spirit, hast by thy death given life to the world, deliver me this day by this most sacred body and blood from all my iniquities and from every evil. Make me always cleave to thy commandments and never suffer me to be separated from thee. The whole Trinity is working here together. So we give thanks to God the Father in Christ Jesus, his Son, the second person of the Trinity, and through their Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. There is nothing more beautiful, nothing more exalted, nothing more important in this world than the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Give thanks to God and love it and assist at its celebration as often as possible, if possible, every day. I would sooner die than have a day of my life without the Mass. There's only been maybe two or three without it in all the years that I have been a priest. And I pray to God that I will die on the altar after communion, and that the Blessed Mother will take my soul to Him. Always love and give thanks to Christ for this great gift, the best gift of all. And today, in a very special way, pray for Holy Mother, the Church, in so much travail, for all the hierarchy and the clergy, and pray for the vocations, including those from this parish. Over 20 at this point, some already in holy orders and in vows. Pray for holy priests and for holy bishops and for holy nuns and sisters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.